T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a football and a basketball Friday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Sommers Sr., you there. Paulie Rosenberg, Brian Rascona, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Friday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Latvia. There's more to Latvia than meets the eye. The thing about coming from a country with no mountains is that we have to find other ways to reach higher.
Porzingis, and the finish. What a fake. And then the slam.
Honestly, we're not that into small talk, but you'll find that we can talk usually in a minimum of 3 languages.
This will be a good time off just to recover body and mentally and come back and win some games.
We like to get straight to the point, stick to the agenda, and speak from the heart.
Started off slow, couldn't really make shots. They got to a good start, and it was just tough to come back.
The country that likes to work hard likes to play hard, too.
Porzingis trying to cut free. Anthony has to throw it in. Gets it to Porzingis. Galloway throws up a three. It's good!
It's true that our teams don't always win, but we always act like they do.
We almost won the game. We were able to tie the game at the very end, and we were able to do it. But we just want to have a better start so we don't have to fight all the way back.
We definitely punch above our weight on the world stage.
Back out, Porzingis puts up a three. Porzingis drives. The runner. It's good.
This is kind of like a small dream for me to be in the rookie game, so I'm really excited for that.
Don't forget the old Latvian saying, gifts come back to the giver. Tell others about a place which is always worth coming back to.
The Unicorn, KP. Good luck and good night. In New York City, you dream hard and you dream bigger than Porzingis. It doesn't matter what General Mills or Commodore Perry have to say, Fizzledale for that matter as well. It's what they do with the cap space and the 2 first-round choices they have. We don't know if Porzingis wanted to stay, and we certainly don't know if what we were told that he wasn't happy being a Knickerbocker. This we do know. We never heard from him or his brother that he wanted to be a part of the Knickerbocker organization, that he was happy with the direction taken by the New York Knickerbockers, that he was looking forward to getting back on the floor at MSG. And when he does resume his career coming off the ACL, he may never also be the same. A max deal for Porzingis? No way. Not a chance. This we know, this we feel, and this is what we think. The New York Knickerbockers made the right move. Let me say it again. The New York Knickerbockers made the right move. Risky, of course. Yes, of course it's risky, but they have taken a chance on making the future more sooner than later. And we, with 3 letters, love this. And this is how we spell the love. It's L-U-V with what the Knickerbockers have done. In New York City, you dream hard. From asses to assets, the New York Knickerbockers. They didn't trade their lottery pick. They have enough cap space to sign, as we all know by now, two max players. They have two expiring contracts, and they rid themselves of that god-awful Hardaway albatross. They have an unprotected first-round pick in 2021 and a top-10 protected first-round pick in 2023. In other words, the New York Knickerbockers have enough assets to make the future more sooner than later. We will not miss the fragile one. We won't miss the 110 of 296 games he was to miss. And we won't miss his torn ACL. We will not miss his sore left Achilles. We will not miss his sore left knee. And we will not miss what we think was his attitude toward the Knickerbocker organization. And yes, the ownership and management of the Knickerbockers has been utter disaster. Totally inept for what seems like a lifetime. But this time, with this move, we are more than excited about what they can do now. Risky, you cannot say enough. Risky, of course it is. But the New York Knickerbockers will have to finish this off. Of course, it is a gamble. It is a risk. You know the cliche, no risk, no reward. And in New York City, you are allowed to dream hard. Later on, we'll talk with Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer on the Porzingis to Texas. And we will talk a little after 7 o'clock, because this is the only time we can get him, Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network with Super Bowl 53. And you know about halftime with Maroon 5. And when we hear this, we think of what you'd like to do, what we would like to do with the starting lineup with the mouthpiece and the shimmy. Give me the deserted island and let's Maroon 5. Of course, the mouthpiece and the shimmy are one of at least three teams we'd love to hate. The other two, America's team, and of course the team we're going to see on Sunday. And yes, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're going to say. It's a team that, well, maybe I have been a little too bit harsh on them. Maybe I haven't paid them the kind of respect that they deserve. Maybe I've been a little bit too abusive and too rude, and sort of like with America's team, I've been very immature, very unsophisticated, very, very childlike. But again, I'm older now, and I think we all know that. So maybe a little bit later on, we show them the kind of respect for who they really are and what they have done over 17 years. In the meantime, before we go over what we have been going over for 2 weeks already with the Super Bowl, can they get the game going on soon enough already? But we all have been saying in so many words, all of us 24/7, the talking heads that we all have on both sides of the microphone, it's run, stop the run, you win. However, maybe, and I'm just thinking for those who have with the conspiracy, those who think of Elvis when he sings Suspicion, those of us who, you really have to do some wondering. See, there were four officials in the New Orleans Rams game that were all from Southern California. What a coincidence. And guess who is going to be the referee this Sunday? Yes, John Perry. Now, you may look him up. He's from Indiana and he lives in Ohio. However, he says, he was promoted from a side judge to a referee in 2007 and has since been assigned to seven Rams games. Oh, what a coincidence. The Rams are 7-0 in those games. And his most recent Rams game was 30-22 Rams over America's team in the divisional round. Now, yes, the Rams in that game had 273 rush yards. Now, John Perry didn't have much to do with that. But wait a minute. What is this over here? What is this on third down for America's team in the second quarter? Was it not John Perry who blew the play dead? Because Dak was in the grasp of his own teammate. That sack pushed Dallas back from the Rams 36 to the 44. And what could have been, what would have been a 53-yard field goal became a 61-yarder. And so Dallas decided to punt the ball instead. And Perry, by the way, just in case you are keeping score at home, Perry was the referee in Super Bowl 46. Oh, look at who played in that one. The Giants and Patriots. And that was, of course, one of the three New England Super Bowl losses. So if you're into suspicion and you have a suspicious mind and you believe in grassy knoll conspiracy theories, how about John Perry, the referee for Sunday's Super Bowl 53?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.